This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump faced a strong rebuke from lawmakers of both parties Wednesday after his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from northeastern Syria. More from VOA's Lattice Hoke.
The House of Representatives on Wednesday voted 354-60 in favor of a resolution condemning Trump's decision. After the vote, Trump met with representatives of both parties at the White House, but the Democrats walked out after he reportedly called the top U.S. Democrat Nancy Pelosi a third-rate politician. The situation on the ground in Syria has already changed. The Syrian government troops joined Kurdish and other local militias to block Turkey's invasion in the north. After marching into a key city of Manbij on Tuesday, those forces entered the strategic border town of Kobani late Wednesday. Russia has vowed to prevent any fighting between Turkey and Syrian government forces Moscow supports. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Trump's intensified Wednesday as lawmakers returned to Washington after a two-week recess. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Capitol Hill.
Democrats face pressure to hold an impeachment vote by year's end, avoiding the official start of the 2020 presidential election in February. Still, some said time shouldn't be a concern.
It's important to take note that we're not rushing so that we give any impression that we're happy at doing this, that this is a celebration, that all we want to do is to move the president in or out.
Democrats' next step, learning more about the text exchanges between Trump officials, including former European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, set to testify Thursday. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
And this is VOA News. The United States is requiring all Chinese diplomats in the country and Chinese officials traveling to the U.S. on official business to give the State Department advance notice of meetings with local, state, and federal officials, as well as educational and research institutions. Chinese diplomats are not required to obtain permission for the meetings. They need only to notify the State Department in advance. In China, U.S. diplomats are required to obtain permission for such meetings. The Chinese government was apprised of this requirement last week. The U.S. State Department has received one such notification. A British couple grieving over their son's death in a car accident say they feel they were ambushed when U.S. President Trump tried to get them to meet with the American woman who caused the fatal crash. Rad Seeger, a friend of Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn, said Wednesday that initially President Trump was very warm and kind.
Then once we sat down, it was wrong because the mood changed and he said, I can't remember the exact words, but it was, I've got her here, I've got the lady, and she wants to meet you. And we were just shocked. And instantly, you know, the air changed. It became sinister.
President Trump said he was prepared to make the introduction, but they weren't ready. 19-year-old Harry Dunn was killed in southern England, August, when his motorcycle collided with a car driven by Anne Sekulis, the wife of a U.S. diplomat. She admitted driving on the wrong side of the road. Sekulis left Britain for the U.S. shortly after the accident when the U.S. Embassy in London refused to lift her diplomatic immunity so she could face charges. Dunn's parents came to the U.S. to appeal to the Trump administration to lift that immunity. Law enforcement officials Wednesday announced the takedown of the largest child pornography site on the dark web, unsealing criminal charges against its South Korean operator and hundreds of users around the world. The website Welcome to Video was described as the largest child sexual exploitation market by volume of content, carrying more than 250,000 child pornography videos when it was taken down in March of 2018. U.S., British, and South Korean officials announced that takedown at a news conference in Washington. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his 27 counterparts from across the European Union were converging on Brussels Thursday for a summit they hope will finally lay to rest the acrimony and frustration of a three-year divorce fight. Yet even before dawn, Johnson already had to deal with a serious setback when his Northern Irish government allies said that they would not back his compromise proposals. Prime Minister needs all the support he can get to push any deal past a deeply divided parliament. It only added to the high anxiety that reigned in Thursday morning, with the last outstanding issues of the divorce papers still unclear. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. So relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Starting the show today from South Sudan with Sultan Clinton in Sexy Baby. This is his brand new court, and right after that, Askante from the Republic of Guinea comes in with For Me and Casanova by Stanley Enow of Cameroon. But let's go to South Sudan, and for all my friends out there in South Sudan, including the African Beat Ambassador, Denea Dennis, this one is going out to you. Sexy Baby, Sultan Clinton from South Sudan.
Sexy body.
The way you treat me so, you got my heart and soul, and I want. want you to know. The way you do, you drive me crazy. I'm a fool for you easy. Every day I call you daddy. I got love for you, me got love for you.
On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Oh. Leave me alone.
Sounds such a good
one. Oh. Leave me alone. She be telling me, say, yeah, be gonna, gonna. La baby me dico she gonna gonna. It's Stanley and over, over. I do. Du coup it's over. Leave me alone. Elle a fouillé dans mon iPhone. C'est qu'elle a trouvé dans mon Snapchat. C'est le na helele. C'est le haya haya.
Mama.
She be calling me Casanova. She calls me Casanova. Casanova. She calls me Casanova. Casanova.
Yeah, me and Nubby Casanova. You call me Casanova. Me and Nubby Casanova.
Casanova, the beautiful music of Stanley Enow of Cameroon, and right before that, For Me by Askante of Guinea, and Sexy Baby by Sultan Clinton of South Sudan. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't go away.
My name is Daniel Dennis of Stigos, all the way from South Sudan. I am with David Vandy of the African Beat, live on The Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. And now let's take some of your messages from our friends on Facebook. Hello, David. This is Aledi K. Mathias from Aflao Volta region in Ghana. Aledi writes, I love the African Beat on The Voice of America. Keep the marvelous work you're doing for the Africans, taking the African music to the world. Thank you so much, Aledi. And so let's get back to music now with Charenga by H.E. Bobby Wine of Uganda. And right after that, Kidogo by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Peace Choir of Nigeria. And we will introduce a song known as Detubima, done for us by Kwame Senior from Ghana, West Africa. Yes, this is an inspiration that comes from the nature of life and love experiences, which talks about a young, beautiful lady. Well, we'll be playing that song, all right? But let's take it to the top now with Charenga, the sound of H.E. Bobby Wine from Uganda.
Hey, Alama. Sunshine, endo za we chibi
ya baby nga you are mine. Ubalu liwe na kusanga nga tulimu dance. Enkusaba tuzine kuna wiu mwenye go squeeze. Kakuba chenga ma, ula vikanga tanchenga. Baby manya bulicho enda, tenchiku wakabu nonenda. But one day you say it is onzi kanya, another day you say it is imuke. One day you say you are ondu paraka, another day you say you are my UK. Pingo itire mo junya ulinga kata ili ni mudede. Nayenga chanenga, echana chanenga mama. Singana lini na waka ugu, nani vadena gini ama sabu. Kugambe chanenga, patume chanenga basi. Singana lini na waka ugu, nani vadena gini ama sabu. Kinsa bakuru vena kubana balala kubana giwende. Ketiri mutu wakwe muli sainu.
Yeah. So come with me, Gumbody. You and I will go Jambody. Get us. they see me so. I will never let you go. Pakana pata mi tadi, wapuna taka mi kadi. Kote mi nipo, sema beautiful. I'm in love. I'm gonna give you what you need. Let me give you what you need. I'm in love. I'm gonna give you what you need. Let me give you what you need. She got me dancing, party, fiesta, forever.
Yeah, ni kabisa nena ni malizanga.
Dancing, party, fiesta, forever.
Tu kabisa nena ni malizanga.
Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
To be my day, to be my day.
Detugbima by Kwame Senior of Ghana, and right before that, Kidogo by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Peace Choir, and Cherenga by H.E. Bobby Wine of Uganda. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. I'll be right back. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu, or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Vandi weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on the African beat at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, I am back, and I told you that today I have a very, very special lady, and she is known simply as Sandy J. And we're going to be asking her exactly what the J is all about and where's the Sandy coming from. But I tell you, she was born in Ghana, and she's a contemporary gospel artist. I call her that, of African origin, and you want to see her. But let me just bring her in, and welcome to the African Beat, Sandy.
Thank you, Dr. Vandy.
You know, this doctor, I received that doctor when, you know, but it's nice, and it's good that you are here. Finally, you've made this appearance on the African Beat. It's been a long time coming.
Long time.
And you've waited for this call for like...
I've been waiting for this call for a while.
All right, okay. All the same, it's good to be here. Welcome again.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about Sandy J and what the J is all about.
My legal name is Sandra.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my legal name. And then my last name is Johnson. So
it's actually Sandra Johnson. And I love that. I love the coining Sandy J. Sandra Johnson.
Ooh. So when I wanted to come out with my kind of gospel, I just wanted a name that is kind of catchy. And pertaining to the style of music that I want to do. And I just, you know, brainstormed and came up with Sandy J, because my friends call me Sandy.
Okay.
And so I thought, you know, if I just do just J, the letter J, it's not going to really be unique. So I spelt it out J-A-Y. So it's Sandy J.
All right. Well, that sounds cool. So how long have you been singing or doing music?
I've been doing music for a while, since maybe the 90s. But I was singing as backup in church.
So when did it actually dawn on you that you have to step forward?
So it was in 2006 that I really wanted to come out, but I just couldn't come out. I didn't know the way. I just didn't know the way.
You didn't know the way?
I didn't know the way until 2016 was my first album. Yeah.
So you actually break the barriers to say, you know what? I am just stepping out no matter what, whatever the outcome is. Let me just go there and see what it's like.
Yeah. So in 2016, I made some demos, like, you know, just backyard against demos. And some of them are still not out yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, today you're here to give us three of your songs. So we're going to start off with Gentle Love, which is the title album of your latest album, right? That's the title track.
Yes.
Gentle Love. So let's talk about this song. How, you know, where did you get the inspiration from to title your song Gentle Love, and tell us about it?
So the gentle love that I got is the supernatural love that I think is unconditional, because I remember as a young person that love was defined to me as is a feeling that you feel when you're about to feel a feeling that you've never felt before. But growing up and learning about love and rejections and all of that, I found out a different thing about love, that actually love comes about through a way of an algorithm, and then a hypothesis, and then a process to actually come about. So And I'll give you an example in what I mean and break it down.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that when you meet somebody, and I'm not talking about a man or a woman, but when you meet somebody, the characteristics between those people that actually either repel or attract, if you've done physics, you know that like poles attract, unlike poles repel.
Mm-hmm.
So when the characteristics attract, then there's a kind of likeness between the two of them.
Okay.
And then if they repel. So when there's an attraction, after that, there has to be an algorithm pertaining to those two people. And if you know what an algorithm is, it's kind of steps that yields a result. So the two of them have to identify their own algorithm. And then the two of them will find a need between the two of them. Why they are coming together.
Why they're coming together.
Together, yes.
Oh, wow.
So that need forms a hypothesis which has to come to a result. And so it goes through a process over a certain period of time. And then love is formed. So you cannot meet somebody and just say you love the person.
Wow.
Okay, so I found out the breakdown for love. The only love that can be just, that can overcome all these processes, is the gentle love that is in this song. And that is a supernatural love that comes from beyond, above, from your creator.
Wow.
So that is the kind of love that I'm talking about here.
And I love the way you're putting it. You see, at first I was just going to pounce on you when you said learning about love and rejection. So I was going to ask if you have been loved and rejected before.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's break that one down a little bit.
Yes.
Let's make it personal.
Okay. that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm listening.
So, I mean, like, you know, because, like I said, when you and somebody meet, there are characteristics between the two of you that have to come together.
That have to come together.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. That's when there's an attraction, then it means that the characteristics are actually attracting each other. But then if at some sometimes people force it to attract. So when they force it to attract, that is when, as they go on and it goes through the processes, it begins to repair.
It begins to fall apart.
It begins to, that's where divorce, that's when rejection, that's where, you know, hurt and things comes in.
Girl, this song has got some meaning, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to play it out for the people. Let them be their own George. Let them listen to this song as you perform it. Okay? And then we will come back. All right?
Okay.
For those of you who are watching or listening to The African Beat, my guest is Sandy J. She's a contemporary gospel singer and she's got her own style. And the first song is Gentle Love. I want you to listen carefully to it and put yourself in it and maybe you will come out with something. Let's get the song right.
Where you hide me. Oh, it makes me
From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, you know me. You know me by my name.
Gentle love. I love it. I love it. Ooh, man. And let's leave gentle love and, you know, I'll keep listening to it. Maybe I'll find something in it that okay. I'll bring back to you. So if we say we want to look at your kind of music, how can we describe it? I know, yes, it's gospel, but you are from Africa and we want to see what kind of music you play.
Yeah, so my genre is contemporary. I do every kind of beat, every kind of genre. Like I do.
Is it acceptable?
So that is where the issue is. So it's, I know it's a challenge, especially for the African continent and the community when it comes to gospel. And if you look at the female gospel artists, we don't have that many people doing the kind of gospel that I'm doing. So I like being challenged. I like challenges. So I want to challenge myself with different beats. But my point is I'm getting out a message. So it's the message that I want them to listen to. I have a new song that is more like Afrobeat that's going to come out.
Okay.
Okay. But my music.
Should I be ready for that?
Yes, you should be ready because okay. it's really powerful. And it says God is not a man.
Oh, my goodness.
It is hot, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So apparently my music genre is more every kind of beat. It can be any beat. It can be jazzy. It can be
so
hip-hop.
You're fusing everything.
It can be Afro, yes.
So it's like a fusion of every beat
fusion
to put
of every
together.
Beat to put together.
Wow.
That's Sandy J. So it depends on how I feel and how I receive the message. Because when I get the music, I hear it in my ears. And usually
and
when
who
they
are your
come,
target audience?
My target audience is there.
People that you think
is the younger generation.
Okay.
That is my targeted audience.
And your message in there, you believe that your messages in your songs speak to them.
Yes. And then also people outside of the church. Those are my target, and that's the calling that I have.
I hear you. All right, and the African beat on the Voice of America. So now let's look at the next song. It's called God's Temple. God's Temple. So tell me about this song.
So God's temple talks about our bodies, how our body's a temple of God. And I'm reaching out to, you know, people who really want to, they want to be part of the church. They want to come to the body of Christ. However, it's difficult for them because sometimes they have an addiction and they are not being accepted, but they are trying. They know they are vulnerable, but then they're not being accepted. They need the help. But how are we going to help them if we don't open up to them? So I'm speaking to these people with addictions, people who have certain things that they want to stop doing. They know it's wrong, but they really can't.
They just can't get over it.
They just can't get over it. They need help. They know that they acknowledge that they need help. So the first thing is acknowledgement. They acknowledge that they need help, but they don't know how to go about it. So I'm just telling them that God still loves you, you know. Keep trying. You're going to get over it.
But what about a situation where those who are supposed to accept them, even those who are not, even if it's not addiction, but like you want to come, but
yes,
and those who are supposed to accept you decided not to accept you. They think that you are living in your own world and you're not supposed to be part of where they are. What is your message to them?
So my message to them is that, you know, they have to have their own personal relationship, because that's the key. As long as you believe and you have a personal relationship, you're saved, you're okay. So you don't always have to try for people to accept you, because they might not accept you. And so you just have to find your own relationship and work on your own relationship.
Walk on your own. And accept who you are.
And one thing is also believing that whoever you're hearing from actually has a plan for you, and believing in yourself. So if you can build up your confidence and say, hey, I don't need to be accepted by these people. If they don't want to accept me, that's fine. But I know what I'm doing is right. I know I'm on the right path. That's all I care about.
And that's what I'm talking about. My guest is Sandy J, talking about her latest album, Gentle Love. And the next track we're going to play right now is God's Temple. I want you to stay tuned and don't go away. Let's enjoy this. When we come back, we'll talk again to our guest. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music. God's Temple right now on the African Beat on The Voice of America.
Trying. to make it right with you. I am trying. It's not easy for me. My soul is willing, but it's just weak.
Is something else. Sandy J. So, with music aside, you know, when you're not doing music, when you're not playing music, or when you're not singing somewhere, what else do you do?
I'm blessed to have two careers. So, I do music most of the time. But when I'm not doing music, I am also a consultant, a technical project manager consultant. I work on technical projects.
Okay.
So I help on teams to develop applications and healthcare systems.
And family life, you married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So talk about...
I'm actually married to a pastor.
Oh, woo!
Isn't that very controversial?
So where's the disagreement here about the music and the kind of music and...
Apparently, he really supports my music, and so I can't wait for his
ministry. Give him a shout-out. Come on, look into the camera and give him a shout-out.
I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Peter Johnson. I love you so much. Thank you for pushing me out there. When you met me, I was a backup singer, and you've pushed me out there, and I thank you for your support. And you've seen the challenges in the music industry when it comes to gospel and my kind of music when it comes to Africans. And you support me. I mean, I thank you so much.
All right. That one is cool. I like that. Okay. So now we're actually going to do our final track. And our final track for today is Don't Give Up. And I know that in this life, in everyday life, people sometimes just break down and they just give up. What happened when you did this song? Was there anything personal that happened that ginger up this title in your spirit?
Yes. So, you know, as a consultant, sometimes, most of the time, I catch the train to D.C. to work. And I was actually at work one day when a coworker came to me and said, hey, I'm working on this project, and this project has to deal with prisoners. And when they come out, there's a challenge for them because people don't want to accept them in a society. And so, Sandy, if you can help me write a song that can encourage them, that can just tell them not to give up, because I'm about to resign from work to start working with prisoners. And I was really scared for her. I was like, whoa.
She was about to resign from her day job to start working with prisoners.
Yes.
Wow.
And as I'm telling you right now, she's doing great. She did. She did resign. So I told her, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this song. She said, I'm going to support it. So I said, okay, great. I wrote the song. I kept going every day. And I'm like, hey, I've written this song. I sang it to her. I did the demo. I played it for her. She was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And right now, so actually she used it for promo on her page to support prisoners coming back and fitting into the society.
And fitting into the society.
Yeah, and right now she's doing great. Her name is Sheila Murphy. She's doing so great.
All right. So wherever you are, whatever wrong has happened in your life and you think you cannot come back, all what the song is saying is don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah, it's always time.
Always.
Well, Sandy, I want to thank you. You've been such an inspiration today. I actually don't know what was holding me back to get you on the show. But, you know, with you coming in, I have learned so much. And your songs are so inspirational. They're so life-touching.
Thank you.
And
thank
I
you.
Just want to thank you for being my guest. And I hope it won't be too long that I'll get you back here, because I'm waiting for that new song.
Okay.
I'm waiting for that new song. That song should come out and we got to blow the roof away.
Okay.
So
great.
Once again, I say thank you so much. And do you have any final message you want to send out? If people want your music, how can they get it?
So if you want my music, it's right now, the current album is on all digital platforms, iTunes, it's on Spotify. You can find my music by typing in Sandy J. dot here now, H-E-A-R now, N-O-W, herenow.com, sandyj.herenow.com. And Sandy J is J-A-Y, not just J. So just type in Sandy J Music, Google Sandy J Music, you will find me on all platforms, on Facebook, Twitter, Digs, every platform I'm on there. Yes, I'm a social media guru, so I'm on there. I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity today. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to listen to my second album. I also have some tracks from my old album. You can check them out. If you type in Sandy J Music, you see some of my old videos. You can see the trend that, you know, that I'm moving on. So,
all right. Well, thank you so very much. And one final thing before you go, just jump into my head. I understand you're going to Sierra Leone, to my country.
So I'm going to Sierra Leone. Surprisingly, Sierra Leoneans just love Sandy J Music. Even right here in the DMV, I work with a lot of Sierra Leoneans and some Cameroonians also. Like, you know, like basically, I gel with them. You see the chemistry that I was talking about when it comes to characteristics and you attracting.
When I look at you, you look like you're from Sierra Leone.
You attracting and repelling, and then how love is formed.
How we love each other and how we can move it forward.
How we can move it forward. All and right. Then some don't really attract, they repel.
Well, if I can say from here, Sierra Leone, get ready. Sandy J is coming. King Milan, get ready at the SLBC. Sandy J is coming. She's going to be your guest. All right. That is from me. Take it, okay?
And we'll end up in Ghana.
And you end up in Ghana. Yes. Well, that's awesome. I wish you all the best as
you
go out there.
Much.
And so our final track for today is going to be Don't Give Up. On behalf of my guest, Sandy J. And my backup, the backup singer on the show today is Opal. Thank you very much, Opal. Yes,
thank you,
and Opal has been, we've been on movies together, right. You know. We've acted together, and she's such a wonderful lady. So with all of that, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long as I bring you now the sound with Sandy J. Don't give up. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
My God is strong, mighty warrior, my savior, my God is